This is Joel Cervantes. He is the owner of a restaurant in Wisconsin, I believe, called El Rio Grande. And he is the reason we have this good story to tell. Hey, Joel, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
How you doing, John? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So as I understand it, there's this guy named, how do you say his first name? Fidencio?
Fidencio, yeah.
Fidencio Sanchez, 89 years old. And you saw him, about a year ago, pushing his cart where he sells ice cream or treats out in Little Village. Is that right?
Correct.
So what were you doing there?
I was just in my truck. I was driving down 26th Street, and I looked to my right, and I see this elderly man pushing a cart that he could barely push, slumped over, and I found it very touching, and I just found it very weird that everybody was just walking around them like if he didn't exist. And I go, I got to take a picture of this, and I want to make I want to show this, you know, to this young generation that does, you know, about this elderly man that just is pushing his cart and trying to make a living for himself. And I just captured the perfect moment, and I just snapped it, and I put it on Facebook, and the rest is history.
Well, you put it more on Facebook, but you also, didn't you make a GoFundMe page for him too then?
Yeah, so one of my buddies, we were talking about it about the picture itself on the Facebook page, and one of my friends, the other guy, Joel Lara, he had a great idea, and he said, you know, we should start a GoFundMe page for him, and I said, that's an awesome idea. So we went ahead and we started it, and we just started it for a minus $3,000, and overnight when I woke up, it was up to $35,000. And it went viral overnight.
So this is this literally a little old man who his back is kind of curved now, so he's looking down at his feet as much as he is straight ahead, and he's pushing this sad little cart around, and he's selling. Is it paletas? Is that what they are?
They're called paletas. They're popsicles. You got all these different flavors, and it just happened to be that he had just lost his daughter a month prior to that picture, so. You know, that picture said sorrow, it said defeat, it said exhaustion, it said pride. That picture just, when they say the picture's worth a thousand words, that's exactly what that picture described.
So you take the picture. And then, by the way, this man puts his money where his mouth is. You buy $50 worth of product from him on the spot. You talk about it on Facebook. Your buddy says, let's do a GoFundMe page. You wake up the next morning, $35,000 are already dedicated to this guy. And in 11 days, 17,000 people donated how much money?
$384,000, a little bit over $384,000. Yeah, 17,444 people from 62 different countries. Amazing.
So,
yeah,
so then, did they then give this guy a check? I mean, I wonder literally how is that money handled, you know?
Well, yeah, we handed a check over to him in the public for $384,000, but GoFundMe takes a percentage. So he actually got $350,000 in change. Tax-free for him, for himself, because it was considered like a gift from a bunch of different people. So he that's what he pocketed, $350,000.
I saw him on TV a night or so ago. I mean, you probably saw it too. He's sitting more upright. He's not pushing a cart around. Maybe he still wants to, but you know, where you described the burden in this man's life, you could just read it. It's all seemed to be gone now, you know?
Yeah, it was amazing because I never really compared it till Sandra Torres from CBS did a really nice segment on it.
Yeah,
how they compared it from 1 year to another.
Oh yeah, they did. They did pictures side by side, and not that money releases erases the grief you feel when you lose a loved one, but you could tell that this man was healthier and happier, and it's just because of strangers, but it doesn't happen if you don't do what you did. So I just wanted to tell that story and pat you on the back, Joel. Thanks for being that kind of guy.
No. Thank you for having me on your show. And remember, I was just a little small piece in this big thing that everybody helped out with. And it was all thousands and thousands of people that helped out.
Hey, Joel, the whisper in my ear, we got to go. But I want to at least do you this. Let's all go to your restaurant. So what's the name of the restaurant?
It's El Rio Grande in Stoughton, Wisconsin, 524 West Main Street.
In what town?
Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Stoughton, S-T-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the plug.
It's 156. This is WGN.